Brendan, your captain said this morning that he's probably not going to play against the Lions. Is your chance to get back before the end of the year?
Yeah, we're really hopeful. That syndesmosis injury is one that's really niggling and been a little frustrating because it's hard to put a timeline. It's just how he's responding week to week. But Murph's starting to train with the group now, so we're really hopeful before the end of the year he plays.
He must be incredibly frustrated. I think this is 11 weeks in a row now for him.
Yeah, they can do that, syndesmosis injuries. Some can heal within 5 weeks, some can take months. So, unfortunately, it's one that's taken quite a while.
Is there any thought to just ruling him out for the rest of the season so he can get that completely right, or is it not that severe?
Not severe, because he's missed 3 months of footy. But, no, Mark's our captain, and we do all we can to prepare him to play. And if and when he's ready to play and fit, and that's before the season, we'll play.
What's his state of mind like, Brendan, though? He must be just really, really frustrated, I guess.
Oh, no, it's been niggly because he's our captain and wants to be out there. But what I would say about Murph is his investment in our leadership meetings, in developing our youngsters, and in particular Dave Cunningham. He's had a real focus on that and done it with real energy.
Do you think we'll see Dave before the end of the year?
Oh, that's always a form discussion, yeah. Hopefully, though. Yeah, our whole draft class would be great to have played, but again, they've had a few niggly injuries as well.
He has had a couple of injuries, as you mentioned, but a lot of people say that he's got the skill and the talent that, I suppose, in his first year that he deserves an opportunity at some point.
Yeah, you earn the opportunity. I've said that all year. I won't be changing that. But, he's a talented player. He's really good in and around stoppages, and we hope he'll be a long-term player for us. He's only first year into the system, however.
8 straight defeats. Is fatigue sort of setting in for the group now? Is that what you sort of put a lot of it down to?
We played a little fatigued on the weekend, but in saying that, St Kilda came with real pressure and moved the ball extremely well. But the great thing about footy is we're on a 6-day break, we get to travel as a group, and you get a chance to respond, and our players are really eager to respond after our performance on the weekend.
What do you think's sort of been sort of the thing that's sort of gone through the 8 losses? Is it the contested ball? I know that you guys are sort of 18th in the league, or is it something else?
Oh, well, you know, we're only going to look at our last month other than the weekend. We've been in games, and against quality opposition. We've just lacked some polish to be able to finish. There's constant commentary about it. We understand it. We're training it. We're developing. And between now and the end of the year, we want to keep evolving. And over pre-season, we need to evolve. So we're not only a team that gives effort, but we can hurt on turnover.
Favoured to beat the Lions. I mean, is that another step in the development of this team to be able to win these games that you sort of go in expected to win?
Yeah, I would say, though, that sometimes under a little bit of adversity, people respond, and I'm sure we're going to find a really determined Lions outfit, and it's on their home deck. So we're understanding it's going to be a contest.
Is Harry McKay a chance to play before the end of the year alongside David Cunningham?
Very similar answer to before. We'd love to see all our draft class. Again, he's had some injuries. It's just about the continuity and the timing, but we'd like to think so, but we can't be locked on that.
Do you urge your players to really, I guess, push hard to the line that there is still plenty to get out of these 3 games?
Yeah, I don't think we need to urge them. They understand that it's all about growth this year, and we don't think, by and large, effort's been an issue over the course of the year. So lots to play for, lots in our growth. We've had a mantra all year of trying to be better every game. So that's the challenge still.
Brett Ratten's been linked to possibly coaching at senior level again. I mean, you coached him a bit at Hawthorn. Just what sort of characters has he got as a senior coach?
Listen, I'm not here to make statements about who's going to coach other teams. I'm purely focused on the Carlton Footy Club. What I would say about Brett Ratten, though, he's a quality person. And he was a good friend to me and helped a lot when I was at Hawthorn.
Thoughts on Michael Jamieson, of course, retired earlier in the week. Just your thoughts on his contribution over the
gym? Yeah, significant contribution. I really enjoy the stories of the rookies, because he was rookied, I think, at 21. And then to play 150 games, it's a hard road from being a rookie to play 150 games. And he's played on some of the really good forwards. And also, I think he was awarded Best Clubman, and I consider that award as good as any at a footy club, because it means you're giving to others. So, thanks to Jamo. He's been a strong contributor to our footy club.
How much of an influence has he had on Jacob Wiedering this year and the mental role that he's played in that part?
Yeah, particularly early days, and just when we're setting some foundations about how we wanted to play, he had a positive effect on Wieder. So, again, we thank Jermaine for his efforts.